You are listening to YouthCast from Generation PRX, and it's true. I am your new host, Emily Corwin.
No way. But what about Molly?
And I'm your host, Molly.
And I'm your host,
Molly. I'm your host, Molly. Adams.
I know. Change is scary. But so are a lot of things. Today on YouthCast, we're going to hear a piece from one of public radio's youngest producer groups, Third Grade Audio. And stick around after to hear an interview with Third Grade Audio's producer-in-chief, David Green.
Sharks, tornadoes, strangers, heights, exploding rockets, the heating vent in my upstairs bathroom, being dead,
augmented reality,
shadows,
the dark,
loud noises,
the dark.
My brother, spiders,
little spiders,
ballroom dancing.
That was a short list of things that scare third graders from Third Grade Audio. Third Grade Audio is a youth radio group just outside of Chicago. It was created by North Shore Country Day School teacher David Green. David fell in love with public radio 7 years ago, after he had become a third grade teacher. So instead of running away to work for public radio, he told me, he decided to bring public radio to his third grade classroom. David produced this short list with 8- and 9-year-olds from a summer program near Chicago. The same 8- and 9-year-olds also created a companion video animation, which you can check out at youthcast.org. I spoke with David Green by phone. My first question for you is, what do you think happens to our fears as we get older?
I think as we get older, our fears change. Things that we were afraid of when we were younger or kids, you realize you don't need to be afraid of them, or they weren't scary in the first place. I think they're replaced by a whole new set of fears.
So what I'm like always, whenever I hear your pieces, I'm always wondering is what exactly the process is like. Like, who's coming up with the ideas, and who's editing the sound, and who's recording it, and where, and just how. Because not only are the students like eight and 9 years old, but there's also a lot of them.
Yes.
So how do you make it all work?
Yeah, that's been over the 7 years. It's been a learning process, and I came to this, you know, basically because I discovered GarageBand, and I had heard at a Fringe Theater Festival, it was a site-specific audio tour, which completely blew me away, and I decided I wanted to do that. I wanted to do it with my class. I had 25 reporters, all of whom were 8 or 9 years old, and we had, you know, a single deadline for all 25 pieces. And had I known anything about production, that's absolutely insane. So had I known anything, I would probably never have done it.
Yeah. But like, how does it work in terms of, are you doing most of the editing in GarageBand, and you're usually holding the microphone?
Yeah. It works. We have a combination. There's some pieces where I will do most of the editing, maybe all of the editing. Part of it is, you know, the competing, I suppose, goals of coming up with something that is listenable or possibly, you know, will be played someplace versus having the students doing it all themselves. Those aren't mutually exclusive. Something that I do more and more now is I call it editing by committee, where I'm able to, in my classroom, throw GarageBand on the screen for everybody to see, and kids make suggestions, and we flip things around in GarageBand, we listen. I also have some pieces where they do the editing completely on their own. There's a set of pieces we used to believe about things that they thought were true. For example, there's a girl who thought that the branches of the trees moving made the wind. But, you know, in GarageBand, I had kids working in partners, and I would give them, for example, 5, you know, instead of 25 different little clips, which is kind of unwieldy for anybody, I would give them 5.
So this is my last question, and I just want to ask you, David Green, what scares you?
What scares me? I don't like flying very much. And boy, it's interesting. I don't think I think about what scares me. Probably what scares me most is just worrying about my children. I suppose that's more a worry than being scared.
More a worry than being scared. I wonder what does happen to our fears as we get older. Maybe we do replace old fears with new ones at every stage of life. Anyway, I decided to poll my friends about what scares them. And as I was putting the clips together, I started wondering, maybe the older we get, the more we replace fear with something else, something like fear, that's just a little more insidious. Maybe we stop feeling scared and we just start to worry. Here's my friend's shortlist. Don't let it freak you out.
Airplanes and failure.
Not getting to do the things I want to do before I die.
Spiders and wedding planning.
Drug cartels.
Being responsible for someone else's unhappiness.
A lonely life.
Ocean acidification.
Never getting out of Binghamton, New York.
Well, thanks for listening to YouthCast. To hear more episodes, or if you want to know more about who I am and just what makes me think I'm qualified to host your favorite youth radio podcast, head over to youthcast.org. We only publish podcasts every 2 weeks, so if you want to know what awesome radio stories we're listening to in the meantime, friend us on Facebook. And finally, help us get to know you at generationprx.org.
So easy to change.